Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
In the heart of a dense, snow-laden forest, miles away from the nearest town, stood an old icebound cabin. Its existence was unknown to most, hidden as it was by the thick blanket of snow and the towering pines that surrounded it. One winter, a group of four friends, avid adventurers seeking the thrill of the wilderness, stumbled upon the cabin during a hiking expedition. The cabin, with its walls encrusted in ice and windows sealed by the frost, appeared long abandoned. Intrigued by this unexpected discovery, they decided to take shelter there for the night, a decision that would haunt them forever. As they entered, the cabin groaned under the weight of the ice, the air inside stale and cold. The cabin was a frozen time capsule with belongings strewn about as if its previous occupants had left in a hurry. Amidst the dust-covered furniture and faded photographs, the friends found a diary, its pages brittle with age. The diary belonged to a man named Henry, who had lived in the cabin years ago. As they huddled around a makeshift fire, they began to read, the flickering light casting eerie shadows on the walls. Henry's entries started innocuously, detailing his life in the solitude of the forest. But as they read on, the tone shifted. Paranoia, fear, and madness seeped into the words. Henry wrote of hearing whispers in the blizzard, of seeing figures in the snow, and of feeling eyes watching him from the forest. He described a creeping dread, a feeling that the cold was seeping into his mind, warping his thoughts, pulling him into madness. Unnerved but skeptical, the friends joked about the diary, attributing its contents to the lonely imaginings of a hermit. As night deepened, they settled into their sleeping bags, the wind howling outside like the cries of the damned. In the darkest hour of the night, they were awakened by a sound, a faint scratching coming from the walls, rhythmic and persistent. Terrified, they huddled together, the scratching growing louder, more desperate. Then, silence. It was broken by a blood-curdling scream from outside the cabin. Grabbing a flashlight, they peered out the frosted window. In the beam of light, they saw footprints in the snow, leading away from the cabin into the darkness of the forest. Against their better judgment, driven by a mix of fear and concern, they decided to follow the footprints. The trail led them deeper into the forest, the trees creaking under the weight of the snow, the darkness almost tangible. The footprints ended abruptly at the edge of a frozen lake. On the ice lay a figure, its clothes tattered, its skin blue from the cold. It was Henry, or what was left of him. His eyes were wide open, staring into nothingness, a look of sheer terror etched on his frozen face. Horrified, the friends turned to leave, but the forest around them had changed. The path they had followed was gone, replaced by an unending expanse of snow and ice. The cabin was nowhere in sight. As the cold seeped into their bones, they realized the truth of Henry's words. The icebound cabin was not just a shelter, it was a trap, luring in the unwary, its isolation driving them to madness. Their screams were lost in the blizzard, the forest swallowing their echoes. The icebound cabin stood silent, its secrets frozen in time, waiting for the next weary travelers to seek refuge within its cursed walls.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
In the midst of a harsh and unforgiving winter, the small mountain town of Silver Pine found itself besieged by an unrelenting blizzard. The snow fell in ceaseless torrents, blanketing the town in a thick white shroud. The howling winds and blinding snow created an almost otherworldly scene, isolating the town from the rest of the world. During the peak of the storm, the townsfolk began to report hearing whispers amidst the blizzard's fury. At first, these whispers were dismissed as the wind's eerie howls, but soon it became clear that these were no ordinary sounds. The whispers were coherent, forming words and sentences, calling out names, begging for help, pleading for someone to come outside. Among the townsfolk, a sense of unease began to grow. The whispers seemed to emanate from nowhere and everywhere at once, impossible to pinpoint. A search party was formed, a group of brave souls who ventured into the storm, determined to find the source of the mysterious cries. As they trudged through the knee-deep snow, the whispers grew louder and more insistent. The blizzard seemed to intensify around them, the winds whipping with such ferocity that it was all they could do to stay on their feet. Despite their efforts, the search party found nothing, no tracks in the snow, no signs of anyone out in the storm. They did, however, make a chilling discovery. A set of footprints that appeared out of nowhere and led into the heart of the forest. The footprints were small, as if made by a child, and they were barefoot, an impossibility in the freezing cold. The search party followed the tracks, which seemed to meander aimlessly, leading them deeper into the woods. As they ventured further, the whispers became voices, clear and distinct. They were pleading, crying out in terror and pain. The voices seemed to surround the search party, coming from the trees, the ground, the very air itself. The tracks led to a clearing where the snow was undisturbed, the footprints ending abruptly, as if the child had simply vanished. In the center of the clearing stood a solitary, ancient oak tree, its branches groaning under the weight of the snow. It was then that the search party heard a new sound, a faint, rhythmic thumping, coming from beneath the snow. Digging through the icy crust, they uncovered a horrific sight, a frozen, half-buried body, its hands still reaching upwards, as if trying to claw its way out of its snowy grave. The body was unidentifiable, its features distorted by the cold. But around its neck was a locket containing a photograph of a child who had gone missing from Silver Pine many years ago. The search party fled back to the town, the whispers following them, now filled with screams and cries of anguish. They sealed their doors and windows, huddled around their fires, but the voices did not stop. They continued throughout the night, a chorus of the damned echoing through the blizzard. When the storm finally abated, Silver Pine was silent, the snow a pristine blanket over the town. But beneath that serene surface lay a buried terror, a reminder of the whispers in the blizzard, of the voices that had called out from the heart of the storm, and of the unexplained horrors that lurk in the depths of the winter's fury. Deep in the heart of the dense and sprawling forest of Eldridge, an experienced hiker named Jack embarked on a solo journey. Jack was well-versed in the wilderness, but the forest was known for its unpredictable weather, especially in the heart of winter. A thick blanket of snow covered the ground and the trees stood like silent sentinels, their branches heavy with frost. As Jack trekked deeper into the forest, a fierce snowstorm began to brew. Visibility dropped to near zero, and the path, once clear, was now obscured by the rapidly falling snow. Jack, realizing the danger, decided to turn back, but in the whiteout conditions, he soon lost his bearings. As he wandered, trying to retrace his steps, Jack noticed a set of footprints in the snow. They were small, as if made by a child, and barefoot, an alarming sight given the freezing temperature. With growing unease, but driven by concern, Jack decided to follow the footprints, hoping to lead whoever it was to safety. The footprints meandered through the forest, sometimes disappearing under drifts of snow, only to reappear further ahead. Jack called out, but his voice was muffled by the storm, and no response came. The only sound was the howl of the wind and the crunch of snow under his boots. After what felt like hours, the footprints led Jack to a clearing. In the center of the clearing stood an ancient, gnarled oak tree, its branches clawing at the sky. The footprints circled the tree and then led straight into its trunk. Jack approached, confused and alarmed, and discovered a small, hidden door in the tree's base, almost completely concealed by the snow. With a sense of dread, Jack opened the door. Inside, he found a narrow, downward spiraling staircase, the walls lined with strange runes that seemed to glow faintly in the darkness. The air was colder here, the silence oppressive. Descending the staircase, Jack emerged into a cavernous underground chamber. The chamber was filled with gravestones, each marked with names and dates, some recent, others ancient. In the center of the graveyard stood a fresh grave, the earth disturbed, a headstone yet to be placed. As Jack approached, the ground beneath him trembled, and a hand shot out of the grave, pale and icy. Frozen in terror, he watched as a figure emerged, its features obscured by a shroud of snow and ice. The figure pointed at Jack, its voice a whisper that echoed through the chamber. "You are the last, the final piece." Before Jack could react, the figure lunged, pushing him into the open grave. Jack tried to climb out, but the earth cascaded in, burying him alive. His screams were muffled by the soil, his struggles futile. Above ground, the snowstorm abated, leaving the forest in a state of serene calm. The footprints in the snow leading to the oak tree were gone, erased by the fresh snowfall. The Forest of Eldridge remained a place of beauty and terror, its heart hiding a secret graveyard, where the souls of the lost wandered, and where Jack's final resting place lay hidden, marked by an unnamed gravestone in the snowy path.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.